This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thank you for the name of the show. We're going to call it the Dr. Wax Multiple Hour Show. We're going to actually teach you guys something. We're going to make it more academic. Maybe I'll even crack open the New England Journal of Medicine. I got it on April Fool's. April Fool's. No way. I couldn't do that. That's not even an April Fool's joke. That's just, oh my God, that's just brutal torture to make you guys listen to me quoting a medical journal. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. The Dr. Dahlia Show is going to be the way it always be. This April Fool's Day's got to go. I am so sick of April Fool's Day. I mean, it's dumb. You can't trust anything. So my son texted me saying he's out of school early. And is it April Fool's or is it not? And so I'm going to text him back right now. I'm going to say I'm not falling for April Fool's. Okay? Falling for April Fool's. Now, I have no idea. I mean, here's the thing. My kids lie to me all the time. They are always lying to me. Guys, does this, shirt make me look fat? Or this dress make me look fat? No, Mom. You look skinny, Mom. You know, I got another birthday coming up. Do I look older than the other mommies? No, Mom. You look good. They lie. How'd you guys like dinner? Okay, Mom. I'm like, okay, it was okay. No, it wasn't okay. They hated it. So they lie all the time. I don't need to be lied to. You know, I mean, I've been married now 20-some years, and then my husband said he wanted to sleep with me today. April Fool's. I don't need to get all excited and, you know, get my hopes up. You know, I just don't anymore. So where did this April Fool's Day come from? So I like to go to history.com, you know, tutorializes me. Tutors? Okay, I like tutorializes. Tutors me. Maybe I should make the show better. Well, we won't talk about that now. And I guess it's also called All Fool's Day. You know, like Mr. T, I piss a fool. I guess like that. And it's been celebrated for several centuries by different cultures. Its exact origins remain a mystery. Yeah, let's keep it that way. Some historians speculate that April Fool's Day dates back to 1582, when France switched from the Julian calendar to the Gregorian calendar, as called for by the Council of Trent in 1563. You guys remember that? Remember how that went viral? There was a Council of Trent that went, it was like, ooh, we have a Council of Trent. And I remember the Julian calendar to the Gregorian calendar, that's when the months start to change. Remember we said that the beginning of the year used to be the spring? And then they decided to add a couple months before. They added January and February, and I believe March, because the start of the year had to do with the spring. We didn't want the start of the year and the death of the winter. But, so, they changed to the Gregorian calendar. We started to make the calendar more like ours of today. And they say people were slow to get the news, or they failed to recognize that the start of the new year had moved to January 1, but continued to celebrate it during the last week of March through April. So those people that didn't get the memo became the butt of jokes and hoaxes. So this is just bullying at its peak. So the pranks included having paper fish placed on their backs and being referred to as Poisson d'Avril, or April Fish, said to symbolize a young, easily caught fish and a gullible person. Now, they say historians have also linked April Fool's Day to festivals such as Hilaria, which was celebrated in ancient Rome at the end of March and involved people dressing up in disguises. There's also speculation that April Fool's Day was tied to the vernal equinox, or first day of spring in the Northern Hemisphere, when Mother Nature fooled people with changing, unpredictable weather. The vernal equinox. I'm going to go with that theory. So April Fool's Day then spread throughout Britain, according to History.com, during the 18th century in Scotland, where tradition became a two-day event, starting with hunting the gawk, in which people were sent on phony errands. Gawk is a word for cuckoo bird, or a symbol for fool. And then it was followed by Tally Day, which involved pranks played on people's butts, such as pinning fake tails or kick-me signs on them. So Tally Day, too. Yeah. Anyway, so in modern times, they say people have gone to great lengths to celebrate April Fool's Day. Newspapers, radio stations, websites have participated. I think I saw McDonald's was advertising milkshake sauces. So you could have a strawberry milkshake sauce, oh my gosh, I would go crazy. Google, I think, did the Google Tulip. It's a detailed tech spec and glossy promotional video. It allows you to talk to your tulips and discover what they're thinking about. Tinder said they had a new height verification feature. Men are instructed to post a picture of themselves in front of any commercial building. From this, Tinder promises to calculate your true height and give you a verification badge on your profile. So there's a lot of Lego. I think Lego had a Find Your Brick app game. Not really sure what that is. And then the British Transport Police. They've announced fines if you eat stinky snacks on the go. So if you are walking around eating something stinky, they could fine you. So April Fool's Day now, I mean, in modern day, we've just made it just, you know, I think we've gone really beyond what we should. They said back in 1957, the BBC reported that Swiss farmers were experiencing a record spaghetti crop and showed footage of people harvesting noodles from trees. Numerous viewers were fooled. So there was trees growing spaghetti. In 1980, people believed it. In 1985, Sports Illustrated tricked many of its readers when it made this article about a rookie pitcher, Sid Finch, who could throw a fastball over 160 miles per hour. I remember that. And then I think Taco Bell was going to purchase Philadelphia's Liberty Bell. All right, well, April Fool's, let's get over this in one piece. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tuning in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, I hate being in the minority. I just do. You know, when they say, well, you know, gosh, you know, all these people are eating healthy or I do try and eat healthy and I do exercise a lot, you know, but, you know, I just, you know, always kind of feel like I'm not, you know, doing what everybody else is doing. Okay. Well, I may feel more included now because there's a study saying that a good number of adults in America are not having sex. So I was like, woohoo, I belong. We belong. Okay. So the number of American adults. I'm really excited about this one. All right. No. Well, look, my husband said April Fool's, so I'm not really sure if anything's going to happen tonight or not. I'll shave my legs just in case. But According to this study, it's been reported by Fox News, the number of American adults reporting that they have not had sex in the past year hit a record high in 2018. The Washington Post analyzed the latest data from the General Social Survey. Yeah, I blame porn and all that. There's a lot of things I think are causing this, but we'll read the article and then I will give my commentary. The Washington Post analyzed the latest data from the General Social Survey and found that 23% of adults, or nearly 1 in 4, said they have not had sex in the past year. A large number of them were 20-something men, meaning young guys. The analysis found that since 2008, the percentage of men under 30 reporting no sex had nearly tripled to 28%, compared with an 8% increase reported by women in the same age bracket. It found that 18% of women between the ages of 18 and 30 reported no sex in the last year. Now, the reason why this is such earth-shattering news is with Tinder and Grindr and social media and all these hookups, we have for the past decade been thinking that everybody's hooking up and having sex, but it looks like there's a growing population of people saying, nah, I'm staying in. They said there are more young people in their 20s who don't have a live-in partner. According to Gene Twenge, a professor of psychology at San Diego State University. So under those circumstances, I think less sex is going to happen. Yeah. So basically they're saying, you know, not a lot of people are married. And anybody married knows that's not really when people have sex. That's not really. Married people probably have the least amount of sex out there. Anyway, Twenge pointed out, it's sad that that's the case, but it's the case. Twenge pointed out, it wasn't the joke that you're supposed to get a jar. I heard about this in the 90s. You're supposed to get a jar, and for every time you have sex, your first year of marriage, you put a penny in the jar. And then from the second year of marriage on, every time you have sex, you take a penny out of the jar. And they say nobody ever gets through the pennies. That's sad. I don't think that would be the case with us. I think we were so active because I didn't see my husband a lot, you know, not that I want to get really personal, but you know, when you're in residency and you're busy and all that, and then, you know, trying to get pregnant, that, I mean, man, we went through like $50 there in pennies. Actually we did on our first shot, but you know, we practiced, you know. We're like, okay, well, you know, because we're going to try on January 4th or June 4th, then we need to practice. My husband's like, fine, we'll practice. But I was like, you got to do it right. And we did. We got Stone and Brock. Hey, Stoney Boo, Brock. Oh, I always bring up how they were conceived. Why not torture those kids? Anytime they start to give me attitude or start to do something that really bugs me. Mike, everybody sit down. We're going to talk about how you were born. And they're like, no. And they flee. They flee. I'm like, all right, get. So anyway, Dr. Twenge pointed out that the difference between the number of 20-something men and women reporting sexlessness could be attributed to a decline in the number of young men in the labor force. Their survey showed that 54% of unemployed Americans did not have a steady relationship versus 32% of employed Americans. So what's the take-home, guys? If you don't got a job, you don't get any. The finding that young men are more likely to live with their parents than young women is also a factor. When you're living at home, it's probably harder to bring sexual partners into your bedroom. Yeah, you know, I'm worried about that because okay, so I got two sons. Okay, one's in college, one's in high school. And I really don't want to spend the money on an additional apartment and mortgage or rent. Okay, I think that's a waste of money. When they have a perfectly good home with mom. And I'm never home. So, I mean, they basically have the place to themselves. They got the Wi-Fi, they got all that. Now, mind you, when I moved out, I paid for it myself. Okay, I supported myself. So when I was 18, I moved out. I paid for my own power, my own water, whatever I did. My own car. My kids aren't going to, you know, pay for everything themselves. You know, if they don't have to, I'm going to help them. But I don't really see the need to, you know, or have the extra loose income to purchase a second residence. especially if one is going to school where I live. Now, mind you, yes, he does need to live on his own. He does need to know what it's like to deal with the power company. Well, exactly. Then he needs to pay himself. I'm not really doing him much of a favor if I'm purchasing all the, you know, all the little, you know, fancy things in his house. I'm not, you know, yeah, maybe I'll take him to IKEA. But that's not him learning to navigate the jungle out there if mommy or daddy pays the rent. And so, you know, I do worry that, you know, when he has relationships and stuff, you know, what's going on up there, you know, in his room. And, you know, I'm very, like, you know, not here. It's my house. You could go get your own place. But I'm not going to pay for him to have a bachelor pad. Now, people say, you know, Dr. Dahlia, you just have a problem with, you know, your boys having relationships. No, I actually don't. There is nothing that would please me more than my son, you know, marrying, getting the hell out, later having kids, and then I have little, you know, grandbabies, even though they're not going to call me grandma, they'll call me Scooby. And I'm like, hey, I love the babies. I'm actually very excited. I want my kids to be adults. I do. I don't have a problem. I've already reconciled that. You know, they've had relationships and all that. Hopefully they were smart, and I think they were because I taught them well. But, and I showed them a lot of pictures of STDs out there, so hopefully they, you know, they did the right thing. So I don't have a problem with that. I'm going to be a really good mother-in-law in that respect. But I do kind of, you know, I just don't like to spend money if I don't have to. Is that wrong? I'm breaking my butt paying my mortgage. Why am I going to stress myself out paying for it? They can pay them for their own apartment. They can get their own job. But see, a lot of us parents don't do that. We don't force our kids to do that because we want them to do well in school. I worked 3 part-time jobs while going to school, and I still got into medical school. Things are different now. You can't expect your average kid to work 3 part-time jobs and get a 3.9. Okay? I can't expect that of them, and I don't want to put that on them. So, yes, I'm going to support them while they go to school. They decide to drop out of school, I drop the support. They have to get a job, and they got to fend for themselves. They got to learn how to live. But I will, you know, help them out through that. You know, when you look at now American adults having less sex, well, you know, why? Well, in the olden days, yeah, there were some fast girls out there, but for the majority of the time, you got to have sex and you got married. A lot of people getting married young so they could start having sex because there were a lot of girls that weren't giving it up back then unless you married. Got to put a ring on it, right? So you had a lot of people getting married and there'd be a lot of sex then. Then people decided, no, you know, we really don't have to get married and, you know, we can't have premarital sex. So you had a lot of that going on. But then AIDS came. People were freaked out about HIV and AIDS. So people start to use condoms, and people start to kind of get a little, you know, a little more, they start to be a little bit more conservative in terms of that. But then we start to be able to treat STDs really easily. We could treat gonorrhea, we could treat chlamydia, we could treat HIV, so we could treat all of them. And so you don't have as much fear. By the 2000s, you didn't have that much fear. Plus with social media, they're like, yeah, I could have sex. Friends with benefits. Friends with benefits became big. But, you know, now I think a lot of people are like, you wonder what? With the whole Me Too movement and people accusing you and it's expensive to go on dates and maybe I live with somebody and I got perfectly good porn at home. I think a lot of people are like, nah, I'll pass. That's what's going on.
The year United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former Vice President and likely White House hopeful Joe Biden says he has never knowingly engaged in any sexual misconduct or inappropriate behavior with women. But a Nevada legislator, Lucy Flores, says she did not have any sort of personal relationship with Biden that would have justified his alleged behavior in 2014, just before the two of them walked out on stage at a Democratic campaign rally. She claims that Biden put his hands on her shoulders and then from behind kissed the back of her head.
In this situation, it was unwanted. It was shocking because of the power difference. Context is also important here.
Anecdotal evidence claims otherwise, but the FAA says a system-wide outage that grounded flights across the nation earlier has not caused any residual delays. USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so I just have to kind of bring this up. I love movies. I'm really like the Marvel movies, you know, the Avengers. I'm not really a big DC Comics fan, but you know, I did love Superman, the old Superman. Well, the new Superman, they did a good job. But you know, I anytime there's an Avenger movie or a DC movie, I'll see it. And so Shazam is coming out, and I don't remember much about Shazam when I was a little girl, but I remember there was Isis and Shazam. And they were these, there was a show, I don't know if it was a cartoon or if it was a TV show that was around in the 70s. I was too young to remember it, but I just remember hearing about Isis and Shazam. So when I heard Shazam was coming back, I was like, oh, that's great. But then my son said, you know, Mom, Shazam is Captain Marvel. And I go, say what? Yeah, Shazam is Captain Marvel. I go, no, Captain Marvel is Marvel. Shazam is DC. And he's like, I heard somewhere they were the same. So I looked it up, and he's right. Which really confuses a lot of us, because we're like, wait a second here. Captain Marvel just came out, and it was a Marvel movie, and Shazam is coming out next week, or this coming week, and same people. So I looked it up, and it's very, very interesting. You know, industries, no matter what you're in, always has drama. Medical industry has a lot of drama. Academia, a lot of drama. Right? Car dealerships, airlines. Well, the comic book industry, a lot of drama. And so the whole Captain Marvel story is kind of an example of that. So, you know, Superman was big. And Superman, I think that was Action Comics, okay? First superhero that got a lot of attention. Kids loved it. You know, he could leap tall buildings on single bound, whatever. Superman was like the bomb. And then I guess in 1939, they made Captain Marvel. Captain Marvel had super strength and speed, wore tights and a cape to rescue people. And I guess the characters are pretty similar. And National Comics, who actually later became DC Comics, all right, kind of did both Superman and Captain Marvel. Now, there was another company so Marvel took a while. The Marvel Comics, okay, was kind of growing on its own, but they weren't a part of that whole Captain Marvel. And I guess Captain Marvel Hero used to do pretty well, even sold more than Superman. So Captain Marvel, even though it wasn't technically DC Comics at the time, was National Comics, Captain Marvel was kind of being watched by others. And I guess the boy in the comics, Billy Batson, in order for him to become this Captain Marvel, and I guess it debuted in Wiz Comics and Fawcett Publications and, I get it. Captain Marvel was started by Wiz Comics and Fawcett Publications. They were a competitor to the DC Comics, which was National at the time, okay? So Captain Marvel came out to compete with Superman, and it did really, really well. And basically, there was a boy named Billy Batson, and he would say the magic word Shazam. And Shazam was an acronym of Solomon, Hercules, Atlas, Zeus, Achilles, and Mercury. And when he said Shazam, he would transform himself into this adult. The boy would transform into an adult with the powers of superhuman strength, speed, flight, and other abilities, and turn into Captain Marvel. Now, for some reason, Captain Marvel, through Wiz Comics and Fawcett Publications, and I believe Fawcett got sued, you know, because there was some copyright infringement and things like that, all right? It went into semi-retirement. Well, Marvel, all right, without telling anybody, goes and gets the trademark. Marvel Comics of Captain Marvel. Now, here's DC Comics, now going from National to DC, and they're now, you know, still publishing Captain Marvel comics. They actually licensed them in the 70s, purchased them in the 90s. But Marvel Comics got the trademark. So then there was some dispute, and DC Comics couldn't use the Captain Marvel name anymore. Meanwhile, Marvel decides to keep it. And Marvel keeps Captain Marvel. So now you have this comic world thing, and, you know, Captain Marvel, you're like, Superman became bigger. Well, Superman became bigger because I don't think there was as many lawsuits and legal disputes and back and forth and, you know, suing on infringement rights. But there was a lot of that stuff going on between Fawcett and National and whatever, the old comic companies. So then they needed to do something fast. And they needed to figure out how to still use Captain Marvel without losing everything they built just because Marvel was being able to secure the trademark. And so what they decided to do is, since Shazam was the magic word, right, that was the, you know, words used by the wizard's spell, like, let's just call the superhero Shazam. So that's why Billy Batson now becomes Shazam. Now, some of you are looking at this going, you know, why does this matter? I think it matters because I see a lot of people take hits, whether it's they come up with an idea and they take a loss, or somebody comes up with an idea better and then succeeds. And remember, BlackBerry was, you know, one of the first kind of smartphones. Where are they anymore? iPhone came out and did it better. And so other companies may come out and do something better. Now, they're making Shazam more of a mock. You know, they're making it kind of funny. It's probably going to be one of the lightest of the DC movies, because usually DC's kind of dark, but they're starting to lighten it with Wonder Woman a little bit and lighten it with Aquaman. So they're starting to lighten it up a little bit. So Shazam's supposed to be whatever. But, you know, Marvel, they did a good job with Captain Marvel. They made her female. Some people love that. Some people didn't. They thought it was too political. I don't really care. You know, don't, you know, go out of your way to try to, you know, make it look like you need to help us women. Okay, we women, you know, can leap tall buildings in a single bound, too. We don't, you know, need you to, you know, condescendingly, you know, go out of your way and say, well, we're going to make all these superheroes women to let the women feel included. I kind of like the whole Superman and the brawn and all that. I never really got into Supergirl. You know, so I just, you know, it's okay. Just, you know, if the superhero was a guy, it could be a guy. Wonder Woman was Wonder Woman. She always was Wonder Woman. That's fine. And you have Isis somewhere. I don't know what Isis is. But, you know, companies recreate themselves. And the one thing I notice is companies who are the most successful had failures. Sometimes, I mean, look at Steve Jobs. Look at Donald Trump having some bankruptcy or restructuring of some of his businesses. Abraham Lincoln lost elections before he became president. Not that he's the epitome of success with what happened to him, but still. So, you know, when you guys have setbacks, the difference between a winner and a loser is the winner gets back up and keeps going. The loser quits. And I know we heard about that as kids, and, you know, our dads would yell at us, you know, you don't quit, you don't quit. This is why. You know, none of us listen to our parents. A lot of us don't listen to our coaches. But if everybody quit the first second something didn't go right, they would never, you know, I wouldn't be married. I wouldn't be married with two kids. I had to figure out how to, you know, how to keep a guy. And I did. 1-877-DOLLY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text bestseller and get it for free. Text bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text bestseller to 49776.
Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when we were little, we were told to never get in a stranger's car. Never go up to a stranger. Definitely not get into a stranger's car. Somebody's trying to kidnap you, you scream and fight, and you just do not get into his car or her car. And you do everything possible to stay away from vehicles because, like, a van could just open up and snag you. And kidnappings and abductions and rapes scared the hell out of us when I was growing up. Still do. And then all of a sudden, here we are in the year 2019, and we jump very willingly into people's cars. But we don't even know. They come up. I'm Uber. You jump in. Take me anywhere. And we're trusting being in a complete stranger's car. Now, mind you, Uber, Lyft, these ride shares, they do background checks, for, I believe. There's a lot of rules and restrictions. There's some predictability and transparency of who's coming to pick you up, what they look like. You're on GPS, so you feel like you're being traced. But what people aren't realizing is we've let our guards down. We're like these young gazelles that are just floating around the jungle, just very innocently, or the savannah, just letting our guard down, jumping into the cars of people who we don't know, because it's okay, because there's a company named Uber, and there's a company named Lyft. It's funny also. You know, when we were taught when we were younger, don't let anybody, you know, bring you your food. You cook your own food. You make sure nobody spiked your food, poisoned your food. You know, don't let anybody touch your food. If you go to a restaurant, you know, don't tick off the waiter or the chef. You want to make sure that the food you're eating is untainted. Now, we let people we don't even know deliver our food to us. They could do anything in that car to our food. Now, I trust the Uber company. I trust the Lyft company. But boy, we let our guards down. And for any of you who saw the footage of this New Jersey, South Carolina student, it just tore your heart. Because you see a bunch of people just kind of stand around. And, you know, for her safety, rather than probably driving home, you know, or, you know, asking for somebody for a ride, she goes to Uber. And a car pulls up, a Chevy Impala, and she jumps right in. Problem is, he wasn't Uber at all. He was just some stranger. And this 21-year-old New Jersey woman, Samantha Josephson, has been found dead. So the Columbia State Carolina Police Chief provided that and other details, announcing an arrest that basically she thought that the car she jumped into was the Uber ride that she had summoned. She went missing early Friday, was found dead later that day, and then her father reported her death on social media early Saturday. Chief W.H. Holbrook said during a news conference at Stevenson, a student at the University of South Carolina, Columbia, had summoned a car from the ride-sharing app and was waiting for it outside a downtown location in Columbia. She had been out with friends sometimes before 2 a.m. Then a black Chevrolet Impala pulled up, so she jumped in. You see the video footage. She's on her phone. She jumps in. Probably tells him to take her somewhere. And lo and behold, she was in the car of murderer. Alleged murderer. Holbrook said the driver of the car, identified as Nathaniel David Rowland, 24 years old, has been charged with the murder and kidnapping. Police believe that Rowland activated the car door's child safety locks, which prevented any escape attempts. Holbrook, the chief, said police were contacted by Josephine's friends 12 hours later that they were unable to reach her. Then at about 4 p.m. on Friday, Holbrook said a body that matched her description was found in a wooded area. Rowland was arrested about 2 a.m. on Saturday, the chief said, after a police officer on patrol pulled him over in a black Impala. Holbrook said Rowland tried to flee on foot but was apprehended. Police then found blood in the passenger area and trunk of the car that was later determined to be Josephson. Also, her cell phone was found in the car. We don't know too many details of how he killed her or what happened. She was supposed to graduate this May with a political science degree. Was also going to go to law school. Now, this is not supposed to reflect badly on rideshare and Uber and Lyft. You know, the news talks about how this, you know, how she thought it was an Uber vehicle. But what this reflects badly on, and this is our fault. This is us as a society, our fault. We have lost common sense. We've lost any sort of walls or barriers or instinctive security measures because of our smartphones. Our smartphones are probably going to kill us later. And not so much because we think they cause cancer or whatever. That's still debatable. It's because we really let down our guard. We check in and let people know where we are. So if somebody wanted to hunt us down and kill us, they could find us. We allow access to our bank on our phones. So somebody could basically steal us blind. We entrust that somebody is going to be a safe chauffeur because we get a little text on our phone. Now, a lot of kids these days think that this is one of the coolest times in our history where we have a trust for other people. No one's going to, you know, I mean, and I have to admit, you know, when I jumped into a couple Ubers, I really thought it was cool that rather than seeing the glasses half empty, the glasses half full. There are nice, good people out there. Not everybody's out there to kill you. Not everybody's out there to hurt you. And it's really nice to be able to just talk to somebody, you know, in the grocery line or give somebody a lift or, you know, it does kill me when I see somebody out there in the heat, you know, just walking to work because they don't have a car, they can't afford public transportation. I just want to pull over and give them a lift. I can't stand the fact that I can help people and I don't because I'm selfishly worried about myself. And so I did, when I started to see there's a whole Uber Lyft and all this stuff we're doing, I'm like, you know what? You know, we can trust other people, but I did, was very fearful because I'm like, wait, the bad people aren't going away. You still have sickos. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, no, you're just paranoid. We still have school shootings. We still have rapes happening. We still have murders, even more so than we ever have. So if there's still rapists and murderers and thieves and people out there, why do we think that now, all of a sudden, just because there's a company called Uber, that we're in the clear? That's a problem. We really need to approach, you know, our basic safety a lot different. And this ride-sharing thing's not going away. I mean, we're even going to have cars that, you know, our ride-share is going to not have people in them. But what if they get hacked by a bad person that locks you in and just brings you to their den and then devours you? What are we doing to protect ourselves and train our young ones? 1-877-DOCTOR.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made?
It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's 7-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.